my gosh. She did it.
The vampire took all the jelly out of this donut.
And no weight gain because you're dead.
The jelly does kind of look like blood.
Yeah, and that's why vampires always carry jelly donuts.
You're awesome.
And I don't say that to any of my brother's girlfriends, because they're all monsters. I mean, there was a centaur, a werewolf.
Well, I'm a vampire.
Yeah, but you have normal feet. Okay, I gotta ask you something. Why would someone as cool as you be dating my brother?
Well, I find that if you're a little bit cooler than your boyfriend, he'll never dump you.
Oh!
Okay, now I have a question. When you turn into a bat, where do your clothes go?
You know, you're not really thinking about it when you're going, woo!
Yeah, well, when you spend as much time making dresses like this, I want to know where they're going.
Wait, wait, that's actually your dress? Oh, I thought you were selling pens. I'm sorry. I know.
Oh! Hey, Juliet.
Hey.
What are you doing here? I really wish I could hang out, but I have a ton of independent studying to do,
oh,
so...
Oh, no, yeah, that's fine. I just came to hang out with Alex and Harper and show them the jelly donut thing with the...
That was actually really cool. She did the whole... with the...
Uh-huh.
Ah.
You know, I think it's great that you guys were all hanging out together. I mean, my sister, my girlfriend, and...
Your ex-girlfriend? It's okay. You can say it, dear. We're all cool here.
Okay, whatever you guys do, just don't do too much talking about me. There's a lot to talk about, but, you know, keep it to a minimal. Okay.
Justin, we're not talking about you.
I was just checking, you know. Gotta go.
Well, you know everything's gonna be a breeze. At the end, we'll no doubt justify the means. We can fix any problem with the slightest of ease. Yes, please. We might find out it'll go to your head when you write a report on a book you never read. With the snap of your fingers, you can make your bed. That's what I said. Everything is not what it seems when you can get up.
Okay, Max, let's try some spells. Look, you're my conscience. You're not the boss of me. So just tell me what to do and keep quiet. Okay. All right, schoolyard spells sound cute and innocent, but they can be very dangerous. That's why you practice them on a spell dummy. You call me a dummy? No, I said spell dummy. Fine. D-U-M-M-Y. Now I'm calling you a dummy. Good. Now that we've got that straightened out, let's get to the spell, shall we? Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, Max. How many times have I told you not to do magic in the living room?
As many times as I've done it.
I'm sorry, I've been encouraging him to work on his wizard studies.
Really? Well, that's great. What else have you been doing?
He's been tricking me into spelling things.
Wow, you've been helping him with his magic and schoolwork?
And don't worry, I'll make sure he cleans this mess up.
Oh, you're like the son I don't regret having.
Oh, she means Justin.
Monster Hunter, Justin Russo. On the lookout for monster activity. Yeah, you better just be a hydrant. So far, all seems quiet. Perhaps a little too quiet. My monster alarm ruined it. My monster alarm ruined it. There's three monsters on Waverly Place. I gotta call this in. Wait, sounded panicky. I've got to call this in.
Education Department, Rudy Tootie Tootie speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Justin Russo, Junior Monster Hunter. Love the way that sounds. I would like to report three unregistered monsters in my sector, sir.
Three monsters? That's very good for a Junior Monster Hunter. Your mother must be very proud. My mother says my head's too square.
I think your head suits your shoulders very nicely, sir.
Thank you. Now, when your monster detector went off, what was the code that came up?
I believe it was the letters R-U-N. What does that stand for?
Nothing. It spells run. You've got level 6 monsters on your hands. This is well beyond the scope of your independent study. We're going to send in professional monster hunters.
I get to work with professional monster hunters? Sweet.
We'll send our two best guys to capture the monsters. What? Really? They were swallowed whole? Yeesh. We'll send our second best guys. Well, I guess now, officially, are our best guys. Goodbye. That kid is going to be a bone necklace inside of an hour. What are we going to do? I don't know what to do. What do I have to do?
So you're still on the phone with me?
Oh. I wasn't talking about you.
Yeah.
I was talking about another bone necklace. How do I hang this thing up?
It sure is quiet in here.
Yeah. When my dad's out of town, I sometimes forget to put the open sign up. But I'll probably remember round 3 after everybody out there has already had lunch.
Monsters on Waverly Place! Maybe I'll stay calm. Everyone take out the emergency preparedness plan that I prepared in the 5th grade.
No. Yeah, Justin, what's going on?
There's 3 monsters on Waverly Place. I detected them and reported them to the Monster Hunter Council.
Wait. 3 monsters?
Yes.
On Waverly Place?
That's exactly what I said.
You know who you should tell that to? Your vampire girlfriend and her 2 vampire parents that live on Waverly Place.
You're right. Because the 3 monsters could catch them too.
Just tell him.
You turned in your girlfriend to the Monster Hunter Council.
What?
No, I didn't.
Wants to see me empty a calzone. What's going on?
I accidentally reported you and your family to the Monster Hunter Council.
Well, you did what? Well, hey, let's see you do that
calzone trick.
I want to see it.
Well, wait, monster hunters are coming? They're going to put me in monster jail forever. Which is a long time because I live forever. You finally get a girlfriend with normal feet and then you report her to the Monster Hunter Council?
I'm sorry, Juliet. I mean, I just forgot that you were a monster. Because you're so pretty and smart and you don't eat spiders in front of me anymore. After that one time. I've got to do something before the monster hunters get here.
Okay, look. My brother majorly messed something up, putting the woman he loves in danger, which doesn't surprise me, but curiously affects me because I kind of like this girl. So will everybody just calm down? Alex Russo's on it.
Alex, this was my mistake. She is my girlfriend, and I'm going to fix it.
No. After what you did, that whole girlfriend thing is hanging by a thread, so I'll fix it.
We'll fix it. I'm going to go block the portal door to buy us some time before the monster hunters get here.
Oh, hey, that's number 5 on the emergency preparedness plan. But I guess you can skip a few steps.
Thank you for reading the plan, Harper. And there's no future for us.
Okay, all right, let's put our heads together and think of something.
Grab a marker, ladies. Let's start writing.
Okay, well, we should start by getting rid of my scent, because that's what the monster hunters are going to be coming after.
You smell like vanilla.
Yeah, I wear that to disguise the smell of death and decay.
Well, this dress made of non-toxic permanent markers is pretty smelly. I can make you one. What are your 50 favorite colors?
Harper, no, we don't have time for that. But we do have time for this. I'm rubber, you're glue. Take her smell and put it on you. Great. Now the monster hunters will be chasing Harper. Yes.
Wait, what? What happens if they catch me?
Oh, no, don't worry. They'll find out that you're a human impersonating a monster, and then they'll throw you back like a little fish. I think.
I've got it. I'm a monster hunter. They're coming after 3 monsters. So all I have to do is find 3 monsters other than Juliet and her family. I fixed it!
No, you just made a plan. That's not fixing it. I did something constructive. I sent my best friend off to her possible doom.
Juliet, where'd you get that dress? You know, actually, it looks really good on you.
Aw. You know what? I was going to be a lady about this, but let's go. I want my dress back. Strip it down, sister.
Okay, you guys, calm down. We have a couple hours to find some monsters before the actual monster hunters get here, okay? I gotta get this. Yellow.
Hey there. I'm Luxor. This is Dr. Ice. We're professional monster hunters.
No!
We were actually recently voted best in the business.
That's not true. The other guys were swallowed whole.
Shh, everyone loves us. We're the best.
Someone barricaded your wizard portal. We were worried it might be monsters, so we came through the phone.
Lucky you guys get pretty good reception down here. Sometimes it's just half of us. Maybe a ankle.
Oh, what's going on? Who are these guys?
They're monster hunters.
I seem to be picking up a level 6.
Masked with vanilla. That spells vampires. Man, I hate those guys. Their breath is like a punch in the face.
No. It's on me. It's all over me.
Ah! Come on, Luxor, let's get her!
His own laundry?
You're amazing.
What did you do?
Forget it. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm the one doing the folding. Don't I deserve a hug?
Sure. Maybe later. I don't want to slow you down.
He also made his bed.
You found his bed?
Yep. I just peeled back the mold and there it was.
I'm baking you cookies, dude. What do you like?
Oatmeal.
I know, I like chocolate chip.
Shh, keep folding.
I'm out of oatmeal, but for you, I'm gonna run to the store.
Max, if you want a snack, there's a pot of beans on the stove.
Oh, I know what you're trying to do. You're not giving me advice. You're trying to steal my mother away from me.
Max, we have the same mother. I'm your conscience.
Well, not anymore. You're fired.
You can't fire me.
Yeah, you should have thought of that before you tried to steal away my mother. Look, I'm the third favorite in this house, and no one is taking that away.
Max, I can't go anywhere.
Fine. If you're not gonna go, then I'm gonna do my best to get away from you as soon as possible.
As your conscience, I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right. But I'm doing it anyway.
Okay, are you still mad at me? Because I'm about to go out there and capture three new monsters, and I might not make it back. Now, you don't have to say anything, but if you're mad at me, you should kiss me. If you're not mad at me, you should still kiss me.
Okay, well, only because you reminded me you might not be coming back, I'll give you a medieval friendship grip.
Now we're in! Can you not?
Yes, sorry to interrupt your weird display of affection, but Justin, you don't have to go looking for three more monsters because I already found them.
Oh, well, great. Where are they?
Well, when the monster hunters eventually catch Harper, they'll realize that she's not a monster and they'll bring her back here where they will find, ta-da-da-da, these three real monsters!
It was dark in there.
This is never gonna work, Alex.
You're just upset because you didn't think of it.
No, I'm upset because there's only two things here. This is Frankengirl, a monster I created.
Hi, Daddy.
A robot, which I also created. And the third monster is, oh look, nothing! This is never gonna work.
Well, you guys have done a great job trying to fix this, but, I'm gonna go hide because of the great job you've done trying to fix this.
Juliet! I'll make this right, Juliet! I promise! Markers, markers, go away. Hey!
I think I lost them.
You know, you probably could have ditched that outfit in the bushes and then they'd stop chasing you.
Here's an idea.
Next time you want to involve me in one of your spells, do something less painful, like hit me in the head with a hammer.
Oh. That's me. I gotta get that. Excuse me, guys.
No!
Yellow.
Hey! Got her a lot quicker. You're on speed dial now.
The monster, Blaster!
Hold on!
I'm not a monster!
They all say that's a monster trick. Blaster!
Not a monster. Sure does smell like a monster, though.
Yeah, wow. You know, maybe it's us. We've been running around a ton today.
Well, I guess we better keep hunting for the three monsters.
Gotcha. No, you don't. You don't have to keep hunting because they're right here. Three monsters.
Yep. See? One... two, three. Okay, you can leave. No, like, take them. Bye.
Excellent. A homemade jobber. You don't see those that often.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Another monster.
A robot monster from the future.
So, where's the third monster?
There's not three. I know there's three. He's around here somewhere. Invisimonster! Where are you, you invisible monster?
Here I am! I'm the monster!
Max, what are you doing?
I'm sick and tired of me doing all the work and Mom giving Conscience all the credit. So, I've decided to live in a monster jail for the rest of my life. As you can see, I've pretty much lost control. But take me away.
There's your monster! Get him!
Get him!
That's not a monster, it's just a boy.
Look, there it is!
A watermelon with a wig. Well, I've heard about these bad boys. They have to be put down right away. Justin, can Luxor and I speak to you for a second?
Yeah.
I think I know what's going on here.
I'm dating a vampire.
What?
What? Nothing. Vampire bites would hurt. I mean, owie.
Look, I was a junior monster hunter once myself. You wanted to catch all three monsters before we got here to impress us. I get it.
Yeah, but you only got two of the monsters, so you tried to pass off the watermelon as a third monster. Genius.
Listen, we're gonna let it slide this one time.
Can I have your phone? Thanks. Transport. Yeah, we got a 2+2 situation. Us plus two monsters. Read the manual. No, seriously, I think there is one.
Okay. Justin, our fake monsters just disappeared.
No, the monster hunters took them to monster jail.
Great. I'll go tell Juliet.
I'll tell Juliet. She's my girlfriend.
Well, she's my friend.
Ugh. You are friends with my girlfriend.
Look, I know. I'm just as freaked out as you are. Let's just not talk about it.
Okay. We'll tell her together.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Fine.
It worked! You guys did it!
I kind of wish I had caught three real monsters, though. I would have gotten a trophy. Well, I guess my trophy's right here.
Justin, as a woman of the 21st century, do not objectify me. But as a woman who's been alive for thousands and thousands of years before that... Oh, come here, you.
Hey, Justin, your hand's a little low on the hug there.
Oh.
Nope. That's just me.